This is Gabriel Wrench with your Cross-Politic Daily News Brief for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2020. Sweden says controversial virus strategy proving effective. Sweden's unusual approach to fighting the coronavirus pandemic is starting to yield results, according to the country's top epidemiologist, Anders Tegnell, the architect behind Sweden's relatively relaxed response to COVID-19, told local media the latest figures on infection rates and fatalities indicate the situation is starting to stabilize. We're on sort of a plateau, Tegnell said. Sweden has left its schools open, gyms, cafes, bars, and restaurants open throughout the spread of the pandemic. Instead, the government has urged citizens to act responsibly and follow social distancing guidelines. Håkan Samuelsson, he's the CEO of Volvo Cars, said, "Our measures are all based on individuals taking responsibility, and that is also an important part of the Swedish model." Shocker. Antibody testings in LA County reveal number of COVID-19 infections may be 55 times greater than reported. According to Discern.com, the COVID-19 outbreak in Los Angeles County may be up to 55 times more widespread than reported, according to a new antibody testing from the University of Southern California and the LA Department of Public Health, indicating that the virus fatality rate may be significantly lower than previously thought. Stanford came out with a similar study about a week before, basically corroborating these results. This preliminary study results showed that an estimated 4.1% of the county's adult population have antibodies to the virus, meaning between roughly 221,000 adults and 442,000 adults have had the infection. The results are based on antibody testings of around 863 people representative of the county, researchers said. The estimate is 28 to 55 times higher than the nearly 8,000 confirmed cases reported by the county. So, this means a couple things. First, according to the CDC, the standard's percentage of people that contract the flu is between 3% and 11% every year. So, if these numbers hold to be true, this means the COVID-19 has been in the U.S. for a while. I mean, a while. And not just since January. Secondly, this means that the COVID-19 mortality rate is really, really low. I'm talking between the range of the flu, the standard flu, and H1N1. That range is about 0.02% to about 1% mortality rate. Lastly, this study just confirms that we have made our decision out of fear and not from wisdom. The governor of the state of Washington is walking in a quarantine contradiction, according to Dory Monson. Private construction must stop, but sound transit construction can continue. Private landscapers are out of work, but King County can still dispatch crews to trim grass in closed parks. Hypocrisy is outrageous, Dory Monson said. Meanwhile, the governor of Wisconsin has extended his draconian order to May 26. So while the Democratic governors are getting kicks off their newfound power trips, Republican states are starting to loosen the stay-at-home orders. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee announced that he will not extend the stay-at-home order past April 30th, according to his office. The vast majority of businesses in 89 counties will be allowed to reopen May 1st. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, announced that certain businesses, including gyms, hair and nail salons, bowling alleys, massage therapists, and tattoo parlors, can reopen beginning this Friday with minimum basic operations. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, I love that name, announced that many stores will be able to reopen on Monday, April 27th, with requirements to adhere to social distancing guidelines, a way of honoring our political leaders, Liberate Moscow protest. Last Friday, a friend called me and asked me to head up a local protest for the city, protesting the current draconian shutdown in our city and in our state. Our city council was to meet on Monday night, so we had to work hard for a quick turnaround. Our protest began at 6:15 p.m. this past Monday, and we had at least 200 people show up. I want to read my speech to you for the protest, as I hope it to be an encouragement to you and helpful as you think through this shutdown. Just remember that I'm speaking to our local situation here in my city and the state of Idaho. I begin with the Idaho Constitution, Article 1, Section 1. All men are by nature free and equal, and have certain inalienable rights, among which are enjoying and defending the life and liberty, acquiring, possessing, and protecting property, pursuing happiness and security safely. Article 1, Section 2. All political power is inherent in the people. I read these two sections as a reminder that we are a free people and that the government is a product of the people and not the other way around. In times of intense disagreement, we should still strive to honor our city officials and governor. We have voted for these leaders, and we are truly grateful for the sacrifice they have taken to be city officials. I am sure the job does not pay well, and during times of crisis, our city officials are being hit on every side. So this protest is a way of honoring our political leaders by recognizing their authority while peacefully and respectfully standing up to them when they are wrong. We are here today because of our love for this city and our state. And when the government takes unprecedented actions that have devastating effects on our communities, it is important that we exercise our freedom of speech and the right to assemble. This is a protest of encouragement, not of anger. This is a protest of joyful pressure, urging our city officials to change course. This is a sensible protest calling for our government to get back to sensible solutions. I want to give you a little background here. We want this protest to be about facts and truth, and we do not want to be a mob gathering blindly and because we are all worked up. So a little background here on what has happened. On March 13th, our city council signed a resolution for 7 days that came with a series of social distancing recommendations. Then 3 days later, on March 16th, they extended the resolution to May 5th. On March 20th, Mayor Lambert issued a public health emergency order limiting gatherings of 10 or more, effectively shutting down most of our downtown businesses, which has led to Latah County losing more than 3,000 jobs and about $22 million in revenue. This public health order has also been extended to May 5th. On March 25th, Governor Brad Little issued a stay-at-home order, which has been extended until April 30th. Now, because of the way messaging gets lost in our postmodern media world, this needs to be stated up front. Of course, we care about those who have died from COVID, just like we care about those who have died from the flu, H1N1, and so forth. Of course, we care about those who are at high risk of dying from COVID, the vulnerable, and the elderly. What we are against is decisions made in fear, the politicalization of this pandemic, and the draconian, warrantless measures taken by our city officials here in Moscow and down in Boise. So this brings me to the stated reasons for this protest. First, the cure is worse than the virus. Latah County has lost over 3,000 jobs with the economic impact loss of over $22 million. This is in contrast to only 3 known COVID cases in the county and 0 deaths. Secondly, the Moscow City Council, despite their good intentions, have based their decision off bad modeling on initial data from China, Iran, and Italy, and most of our nation based off their data off the same. Even the updated modeling has proven to be untrustworthy, especially in light of the geographical, regional, and economic differences in our city. In the last 2 weeks, studies have come out by Stanford and USC finding that most likely millions of people have already developed the antibodies, meaning that this virus has been around for a long time. These findings significantly drive down the mortality rates, placing them in the range of the standard flu and H1N1, and demonstrates that herd immunity is the best path forward. The cure is worse than the disease. Thirdly, the more reasonable approach in all this is for the elderly and others vulnerable should be self-quarantined. Citizens generally make better life decisions for themselves, and so we should encourage individual responsibility as opposed to the current situation of the government taking these liberties away. Quarantining the vulnerable and the elderly makes sense, while blanket quarantine only exacerbates the pandemic and destroys the economy. Fourthly, the county commissioners and the Moscow City Council have both signed resolutions before there were any known cases of the virus here in our county. Our leaders were willing to require us to shut down our businesses and forego making a living for our families while our leaders continue to take a salary from our tax dollars. Good leaders have to make tough decisions, but one of the marks of a good leader is being willing to suffer with your people through those tough decisions. Jesus called this kind of leadership lording over the people. The best leaders serve, and is this not a reasonable way to serve while your decisions are causing massive economic loss to our city? Lastly, if you are pro-abortion, just sit this one out. My body, my choice. So what do we do now? Showing up is important as we learn to exercise muscles that might not have been working in a while. But we need to do more. Here are some action items you can take from here and apply starting tomorrow. First, email our city officials and tell them that you are praying for them and that you appreciate all their work. In that email, specifically request that they rescind their May 5th resolution so that we can put our focus on Governor Little's resolution. We cannot protest Governor Little's resolution effectively without first removing our local resolution. Secondly, it is amazing to me in all this panic to watch citizens and businesses step up and help in creative ways. Facebook gave $1,000 to each of their employees during this crisis. The owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, is paying his arena employees through the shutdown because they are not allowed to work. Those are some big examples. Here, locally, City Councilwoman Brandy Sullivan told me that she is using her paycheck to order out food, buy a year-long membership at our local North Idaho Athletic Club, and so forth. A number of you have done these sorts of things. My point is, find innovative ways to serve, start companies, and more. For when things are most difficult, this is when we should be bursting with gratitude, innovation, and care and concern for our communities. So go, use your gifts, and get to work. Lastly, get out and vote in November. Our government only grows and never shrinks. This is the nature of bureaucracies, and the bigger our government gets, the less you matter. As our state constitution says, all political power is inherent in the people. Now, we have abdicated and given too much power to our government, and this needs to change. So get out and vote. I end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to die for our sins and the sins of this world. We know you are sovereign over all, including this pandemic, and we boldly call on you to act as we seek you here and now. We thank you for our city, our county, and state officials, and we ask that you would give them a spirit of wisdom and not fear. Please give them the humility and courage to change course so that we can begin the work of repairing our local economy. We ask that this protest would be received in a spirit of genuine love and concern for our city, and that you drive us far away from anger and malice. We also pray that for those who have been affected by COVID-19. We pray for the comfort of those who have lost family members, and we pray for the healing of those who are currently fighting this virus. Protect our community and bring us together in Jesus' name, for there's no other name in which we call on. In the name of the Father and of the Spirit, and in Jesus' name, amen. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. Support Rowdy Christian Media and join our club at FightLaughFeast.com. We really can't grow without our club member support, so we please ask you to consider joining our club. Just about 3 Starbucks cups of coffee a month, and you can join our club. You get a free Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt, not found in our shop, only for club members, discounts to our annual conference, access to all our club content behind the scenes, and you also get a $100 discount off at our upcoming Fight Laugh Feast conference, where you can go and sign up at FightLaughFeast.com. This conference will be in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through 3rd. We hope to see you there. Have a great day.